from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. After a tense 2 hours this morning, a state of hold and secure at Iroquois Falls Secondary School was canceled. It came shortly after 9:30 over a potential threat to staff and students. Provincial police investigated the claim and the circumstances surrounding it. Once it was determined that there were no further concerns, people were allowed to come and go again at about 11:30. Under hold and secure, the day goes on as usual, but no one is allowed to go into or out of the building. The federal budget presented this afternoon is aiming to help Canadians struggling with high prices and inflation. A targeted grocery rebate will see low-income earners get a one-time payment on their GST rebate check. Single people with no kids get $234, a family of four gets $467, and seniors can expect $225. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland also unveiled a plan to reform the criminal code to limit the interest predatory lenders can charge on services like payday loans. Details were also revealed on a dental care plan for uninsured people with a family income of less than $90,000 annually. A city councillor who says he's been a swimmer at the Sportsplex pool 3 times a week for the last 15 years wants more free or sponsored swims on the schedule. Bill Vozdanovich says right now they attract 300 or 400 people. His proposal is for a free swim every Friday night, which is not a peak time right now.
The goal with that is, in terms of finances and economics for people, if they can get one free swim in on a Friday night, maybe they can afford to get that second swim in.
Vozdanovich says that could get more people into paying for swimming lessons and make them lifelong swimmers. Under the bylaw he's putting forth, free swims would begin in September, and the age for children to swim free anytime would rise from 1 and under to 3 and under immediately. Why go into City Hall to apply for a marriage license when you can do it from the comfort of home? Service Timmins now has an online application. It takes about half an hour to fill out and submit. Within a couple business days, you'll be called in to pick up the license. You both have to go and bring the required documents with you. The standard fee is $175. The license is good for anyone in Ontario for 3 months. In Country 93.1 Sports, there's no time for the Timmins Rock to lick their wounds. After dropping a 4-3 overtime loss to French River last night, they're back at it at 7 tonight in Noelville. The Rock lead the best of 7 divisional semifinal 2-1. Game 5 is now a certainty Thursday night at the MAC. Tickets are on sale. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.